Hello everyone and welcome to The Organist Encores. My name's John Leeming and I hope you're going to enjoy at least something from my selection this month. It's going to be an Organ Plus show with a bit of something else to go with the organ in each item on the menu. First on the bill is the inimitable pianist, organist and musical arranger Buddy Cole. Like Sidney Torch, he used the organ as a way of developing his orchestral arranging skills, and to that end, he created a unique musical instrument using a beautifully regulated mix of Wurlitzer and Robert Morton pipework in his home studio in Hollywood. Here he joins the Monte Kelly Orchestra in Holiday for Strings. After Buddy's untimely death in 1964, his organ passed through a number of hands, sadly losing its magic in the process. It's now rarely heard, languishing as it is in the Motorcycle Museum near Solihull. Now, back in the 1970s, Dennis and Heidi James made quite an impact when they came over with their carefully measured organ and piano duets. They soon became great hits in live shows from Kingston to Blackpool, and on one visit they made an LP at Len Rawls' Chorleywood home with its splendid ex-Empire Wurlitzer. Here they are with Little Rock Getaway. Thank you. Dennis and Heidi James rocking away at Chorley Wood, from where we take a trip along the Metropolitan Line to Baker Street. And just up the road from there was the old EMI Abbey Road studio. Robinson Cleaver at the EMI Compton joins Billy Thorburn at the piano in one of nigh on 200 tracks recorded by Billy's immensely popular The Organ, The Dance Band and Me. A Little Steeple Pointing to a Star. Vocalist Terry Devon with The Organ, The Dance Band and Me in 1941. Now let's go a little way up the O5 to Kilburn and back in time to 1937, where Sidney Torch is seated at the console of the Gaumont State Wurlitzer, ready to accompany violinist Mantovani to a desert island with Eric Coates' By the Sleepy Lagoon.
Thank you.
I wonder if any guest on Desert Island Discs ever chose that record as one of their eight. There's a research challenge for someone. Now, one of the masters of combining organ sounds with others must surely be the much-missed Brian Sharp. His relaxed creations in rhythmic dance tempo were surely second to none. Like this. Brian Sharp with Amapola and An Apple for the Teacher, bringing together piano, Technics PR3 and the Sanford Park Christie Theatre Organ in something that would have been very much a home in a Music While You Work rhythm broadcast. Now, this next track comes at the request of no less a person than Damon Cox himself. It's Anton and his orchestra at the Paramount Tottenham Court Road with Al Bollington at the Compton, managing to introduce into the Grasshopper's dance some quite grotesque sounds from the organ's very individual mellotone. Thank you. for drawing my attention to that, Damon. Great stuff. But how do I follow that? Maybe with this. Now, I suppose the theatre organ has been used to accompany all manner of solo instruments over the years, but here's one that perhaps has not been used that often. This track comes from one of a series of American radio shows from the 1960s, masterminded by organ craftsman supreme Ed Stout and his colleagues. The programmes were called Showtime San Francisco, and they came from the Avenue Theatre in that city. In this extract, Jim Rosevere is the Wurlitzer, and Jim Murray is the soloist in Whispering. Jim Murray, not exactly whispering on the slide whistle there, with Jim Rosevere at the Avenue Theatre Wurlitzer. Now, Fearless Awande was one of those few musicians to straddle the classical popular music divide. A classical composer, choir master and fellow of the Royal College of Organists, a jazz pianist and bandleader, a scholar, a teacher, and goodness knows what else. With all that lot behind him, how could he possibly avoid adding theatre organ to his CV? He was a prolific broadcaster, heard on all BBC stations, The Light, The Home, The Forces and even the Third Programme from the 1930s to the 1950s, and his classical works are still occasionally heard on Radio 3. In this track, he's seated at what the BBC used to call the electric organ, a rather quaint-sounding Hammond. He's joined here by renowned classical pianist Gerald Moore, himself a one-time theatre organist, and jazz drummer Al Craig in a medley of three. Thank you. If I didn't care, my prayer, and chew, 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 chew your bubble gum from Fela Sawandi, Gerald Moore, and Al Craig back in 1939. Yes, that really was the title of that last number. If you don't believe me, here's Ella Fitzgerald to prove it.
Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 chew your bubble gum. Chew, 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 baby.
Back down to earth now, or at least to New York. The rhythm combo, the Three Sons, that's S-U-N-S, are joined by Ray Burr, creating some absolutely delicious sounds cascading down from the chambers of the Paramount Wurlitzer in the Fats Waller standard, Ain't Misbehaving. Ain't Misbehaving, Ray Burr with the Three Sons. Actually not misbehaving there, something they don't always avoid doing on record. OK, time for me to go now. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you here again in a month's time. Until then, bye-bye.